Welcome out to Garfield in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Also joined this evening by Bartlesville a defensive end DeAndre Williams. We'll talk with him a little bit later on in the program. Wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. Coach McKee, Bartlesville coming off a 63-6 loss at home against Muskogee this past week. Bruins homecoming, and we can talk a little bit about this one right at the outset here. The game at halftime, 33-6, seemed a lot closer. I was with Craig Tate up there. That game seemed a lot closer than 33-6. You guys had the ball and were driving late in the second quarter, and it looked like for a bit Bartlesville was going to have the ball to begin the third quarter down by 7 points. You were down by 14 with the ball driving right toward the tail end of that second quarter, but then you had a couple interceptions in a row. He had a 99-yard pick six from the Ruffers that really turned the tide rather quickly, and in the second half it kind of went downhill from there.
Downhill is an understatement, sir. Hey, but I will say this. I have to give you credit. You spent that entire ball game up in the box with Craig Tate.
I did.
That's impressive.
No, he did a good job.
That is really, really impressive. That's almost as bad as me being on the field and watching that. So, no, I'm kidding. Craig's a good guy. But yeah, I mean, dadgummit, you know, I told the kids the other day, watching film, that we're the team of almost. We almost make a play here. We almost make a play there. We almost make a tackle here, and it's just we are right. We're just right there. We just need to finish a few plays, and we'll be okay. But you know, it's 14-6 after the first quarter. We feel like we have a chance to be in a ball game. We get the ball. We're driving. And we throw the pick six down on the goal line, as you mentioned, and unfortunately they run it back, and all of a sudden we're down 21-6. And then we go from there, we make a bad situation worse, and I think we went three possessions in a row with interceptions or turnovers. And my goodness, I mean, that's a good football team, but they're not that much better than we are. And we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot. It's going to be the MO for us this year, but hopefully we can clean some of that stuff up, which we've done a good job this week. We had a really, really, really good practice today, so hopefully we can build on that and go score some points against Ponca City.
I was glad you brought up Muskogee. I think people from around the district will see that score and not quite really know what happened in that football game, but the Ruffers do appear to be the real deal. They're athletic, very talented. They have a quarterback that's better at throwing the football than they've had the past couple of seasons, and they're very good on defense as well. That was a very talented Muskogee football team, and I was impressed by them on Friday.
A very, very, very good football team. I have to, and I shouldn't say this, but the snow angel thing, which I'm sure many people in the stands saw. I addressed that after the game with Coach Watkins, and that has no place in the game for that. And I expressed my opinions, and hopefully they won't do that going forward, because it just looks bad on the game.
Yeah, and I know that that's not something I saw live. I was talking with Jay about that, Jay Stump, who will thank goodness be back in the booth with me again on Friday, because I lean on him quite a bit. But what Coach McKee is talking about is, during, I believe it was the 99-yard pick six, a few of those rougher players fell down and were doing some snow angels in the backfield during the return of that interception. And I know that's something you talked with Mr. Tupa about in the postgame as well.
That is, we addressed that. And like I said, but I addressed it with Coach Watkins, and, he gave his explanation, I don't see it the same way as he did. So we have a difference of opinion, but I just think that I just think it was disrespectful. It has no place in the game. So we'll move on.
Yep, and turnovers for you guys, big again. We talked about it last week. Up until the point where you guys started turning the ball over, like we said, it was a close game. And those three interceptions in a row right toward the tail end of the second quarter, really the big difference. That's what turned the momentum, and then it never really came back.
No doubt. I mean, you look at that I mean, you go back and you watch the film, and you know their first. Well, we kick the ball off to them, and their first play, they take it 65 yards to the house, yeah. And we have four or five guys that are almost there making a play. So, it's kind of the way that our season has gone. We take our first offensive possession, and we're driving the ball. We've got third and two at midfield, and what do? We jump off sides. We have a dumb penalty, backs us up. Puts us in a bad situation, and we weren't able to convert the third down, and got to punt the ball away. But those two possessions is kind of a microcosm of our seasons thus far.
You guys did move the football a little bit better toward the tail end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, and Coach Tate was remarking this on air with me. It felt like you had found something on offense a bit. You scored that touchdown, got it within one score, yep. But then the interceptions really stemmed that tide.
and those interceptions are, I mean, that's a direct reflection of, we probably should have stayed with Arch a little bit more, especially in that first half, but. We threw Mito out there, and he hasn't really practiced in, several weeks. But, it is what it is, and his timing was a little off, and threw some bad interceptions, but it is what it is. But hopefully that we'll learn from that, and we'll get better for it moving forward in these next few ball games.
I was glad you brought that up, because that can't be an easy thing to do. First of all, that's just his second varsity game at quarterback, mm-hmm. as it is.
Right.
And you're talking about a guy that's been injured for 3 weeks and hasn't really done hardly anything for 3 weeks. And then one of the first things he has to do is go and play
sure.
the only team in the district that hasn't lost a football game. And he did throw some good balls, but I would guess that there's a little bit of rust that would account for a few of those turnovers on Friday.
Yeah, but on the same token, you put him in there, you let him, dust some of that rust off, and then hopefully he's better for it come this Friday and the next two ball games.
And I remarked with Craig during the ball game as well that it really looked like, we watched him during warm-ups and then during this first series, and he was kind of favoring that right leg a little bit. But then as he started to warm up and get back into the flow of things,
get more
it looked like he really trusted that left knee a whole lot better than he was earlier.
Yeah. And it's a mindset. It's a mind thing. He just needs to feel more comfortable sitting in the pocket and, making decisions and delivering the football. And I thought he did a really good job of that, especially, going into the second half, he did a good job of that.
We can talk specifically about the Wildcats in a second, but this is a very big game for you guys. I don't think that there's probably any sugarcoating that. You've only won one. You're 1-3. You're going to have another bye week after not having to play Capitol Hill on October the 7th. So you've got 2 weeks off to really get better, hone your skills, rest up once again until the final kind of stretch of district play. So I think it's probably really important that you guys get out on a good foot and beat the Wildcats on Friday.
No doubt. I mean, it's a big game for us. I mean, this is the closest game that we have to a rival, if you want to call it that. Several years ago, we instituted the traveling trophy, so that's up for grabs. And, it's the ConocoPhillips Bowl, so to speak, because of the ConocoPhillips in the two towns, and that's what links us. But it's a big game for us. It really is. And it's a big game for them, too. And I told the kids the other day in practice that, you go back and look at this and this rivalry between us and Ponca City. I don't think Ponca City has beaten Bartlesville since 2007.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so our kids it's a norm for them, right, to beat Ponca City, to win that game. So it's old hat, so to speak. But for Ponca City, if they beat us, that's going to make their year. They want that trophy. They want their name on that trophy. They want to beat us. You coming off the game that we just had, we just got beat 63-6, and they're thinking, okay, we got a chance this year, and we have to go out and early and set the tone and take some of that belief away, or we're going to put ourselves in a bind.
Since Coach McKee mentioned it, we can talk about it. 89 years since they played the first matchup between Bartlesville and Ponca City. Played 74 times over those 89 years. Overall, Ponca City does lead the series 41-31-2. They played every year but six now since 1957, and they played in 16 consecutive years since 2000. Since 2000, Bartlesville is 10-6. Bruins are 9-1 in their last 10 games, and as you mentioned, the last Wildcat win came in 2007. Mm-hmm. So even though Ponca does own the overall series right now, Bartlesville has been pretty darn dominant since the new millennium, and especially dominant over the past decade.
They have, you know, and that's a tribute to our program and where we've, you know, where we've come from and how we've grown it. But, you know, Ponca City used to play some really good football, and not that they don't now.
I mean, late 90s, I noticed. Yeah. They put some slackens on the
I mean, 2003, yeah. 2004, I mean, those were some good football teams. I know because we played them when I was at Edmund North. And very, very talented, very good football teams. They've went through a rough patch here of late, but, you know, Coach Allen does a great job with those guys, and they are tough, hard-nosed kids, much like a Kasha Hall, that type of kid. Very tough. They're going to fight you for everything they got. So we are going to get their best shot come Friday. So we've got to step up to that challenge and meet that head-on and go assert ourselves in that first quarter.
Bruins at Ponca City, 7 o'clock Friday night here on K1. We'll have the broadcast for you on AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Also online at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the pregame beginning at 6:30. We'll talk more specifically about the 2016 edition of the Ponca City Wildcats at the end of the program. Before then, wanted to chat with DeAndre Williams. He's the Bartlesville defensive end who is with us this evening. We'll take a break, our first break of the program, come back, and we will chat with Mr. Williams and then talk about the Wildcats. You're listening to the John McKee Show live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
For a great lunch or dinner, check out Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall. From burgers to steaks or seafood, Garfield's has something for the entire family. Garfield's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whether you're entertaining a client, taking a break from shopping, or wanting something different and great, go to Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Ooh, crazy is what they think about me.
Welcome back to Garfield in the Washington Park Mall. It's the John McKee Show. Bruins getting set for its second district game of 2016 at Ponca City on Friday, and DeAndre Williams is with us, senior defensive lineman for the Bruins. DeAndre, good evening to you. Appreciate you joining us tonight.
Good evening.
Now, you've got a K-State basketball shirt on. I was teasing you about that early, but no connection. You're not planning on suiting up for Coach Weber next year or anything like that?
No, sir. Football only.
Speaking of K-State, by the way, Tristan Crowder. I saw a nice picture of Tristan Crowder and A.J. Parker when Missouri State got to play in Manhattan. That was kind of a cool deal, Coach. Did you see that?
Absolutely. Look at that.
Yeah, there they are right there, yeah.
A.J. Parker looking good in his purple and silver and, you know, Tristan Crowder and Kalen Crowder, the brothers, both of them, I mean.
They both played, correct?
Yeah, played a bunch of minutes in the game. So very, very proud of those young men.
Called that game at halftime in Manhattan this past week due to some lightning, but cool to see some Division I Bruins on the gridiron. And DeAndre, let's talk a little bit about this season thus far. You're one of the main guys back on defense. It's you and Easton Hammonds right now. You're really the only two. Of course, Jamone Oaktree, linebacker, is injured right now. Yeah. So it's really you and Easton as the two seniors that are returning on the defensive side of the football. Talk about the difference between last year and this year, and maybe a little bit more burden on your shoulders to lead a little bit on the defensive side.
Man, last year we had some good players. Tristan Crowder, that you're talking about, Missouri State, A.J. Parker, K-State, Isaac Barham, he was a big factor in the O-line. Now this year, I mean, We got new people coming in, learning how we work. I mean, we're a work in progress right now, but I think we're learning from the losses. Like Muskogee, you're talking about 63-6. I mean, that was a big learning experience.
Now, just watching your reaction when Coach McKee and I were talking over here just about the game, you didn't seem too pleased. It seemed like that one might have didn't sit so well with you.
Yeah, that loss hurt. I mean, for a senior, I mean, I don't got very much games left.
That's right. Everyone matters going forward as we talk with DeAndre Williams, Bartlesville defensive end. Had a big sack on a Friday. That was one of the biggest hits I think we've seen thus far. You and both Matt Simpson have had some big hits thus far this year. Walk us through that play if you could.
Man, that hit, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I seen an open shot, so I took it.
You know, Coach McKee and also Coach Poole, when he was here and talked with us a couple weeks ago, talk a lot about how when you rush from the outside, if they don't get their hands on you initially, you've got the speed to get around, you know, a tackle on the edge and get to the quarterback. Walk us through, if you could, maybe what you're trying to do on specific plays. You're rushing the quarterback. I know that you do some other things, but when you're gunning for that QB, what's your goal from the outset when you're faced up right up against that offensive line?
Man, it's like a puzzle. You just got to mix it up, inside out, slap his hands down, dip. It's right there. Quarterback's right there.
I think a lot of people don't really understand that. I know that I didn't really until I got more into football, that you're not just trying to run through them every time. There's a variety of different things, kind of like moves that you would do, like a receiver or a defensive back. They do those as well to try to get past him on the edge. Talking with DeAndre Williams here, defensive end for Bartlesville. DeAndre, let's talk a little bit off the field. What do you like to do aside from play football? What are some of your hobbies?
Hang out with friends, hang out with the family.
And are you from Bartlesville?
I was born in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Okay, and when did you come up here?
Third grade.
So you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Grown up with a lot of the guys you're playing with, I would assume. Who are some of your better friends in the squad?
Noah Bass. Ryan Haney, Angel Higuretta, and Ethan Harris.
What are a few other hobbies? I'm not going to let you out of that one. Other than hanging out with friends, you play video games, you like watching sports, what's that?
I like playing 2K.
NBA, I assume?
Yeah, NBA.
Who's your team there?
I want to say Houston, because I'm a James Harden fan.
Okay, from when he was with OKC?
Yeah.
So are you a Thunder guy, or did you just follow James Harden?
No,
So you followed James Harden to Houston? What do you think about KD leaving?
I mean, it's a good choice that he moved. I mean, he wants to win a championship.
A good choice?
Yeah, he wants to win a championship. Oh.
Well, he had a 3-1 lead on the Warriors, for crying out loud. What kind of a cop-out was that? He could have beat him last year if he wanted to win a championship, right?
Yeah.
Talking with DeAndre Williams, Bartlesville defensive end here. Plans for after school. I know that you probably have some aspirations to play football at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple of schools talking to me. I haven't got an offer yet, but I'm hoping I get one after the season ends.
Who do you have talking to you right now?
NEO. Central Missouri sent me a couple.
So this season probably a big one for you in that aspect.
Yeah.
Really trying to look good on film and get some stats and stuff like that, so I'm sure it's important aside from just winning some games. Let's talk about this season specifically. I know we talked about the game against Muskogee. It's got to be a little bit hard. You're 1-3. It's been a little bit disjointed after you had the bye week. You're going to have another bye week. But this game against Ponca City, for instance, as I talked with Coach McKee, it's a really big one for you guys. I mean, they don't want to say it's a must win in week number 5 or 4 or whatever we are, you know. But still, it's a big one. It's a winnable game on the road. Don't have a district victory just yet, and I'm sure that you don't want to have 2 weeks after having lost like you did against Owosso earlier this year.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think we can win Friday. We just got to play as a team, play as brothers, have each other's backs. I mean, that's all we got to do.
Coach McKee, do you have a question for Mr. Williams here?
Sure. How many times are you going to touch the quarterback in practice next week?
Zero.
Thank you so much.
But he's supposed to touch the quarterback in the games, correct?
Touch him all you want in a game. All
but
you
not
want.
At practice.
No, just not at practice.
Now, do you guys wear the different colored jerseys for the quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah. We have a nice, bright red jersey that we put on all our quarterbacks.
DeAndre?
No, I'm just
I think
in
so.
The moment.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
DeAndre, we appreciate it so much. Thanks for talking with us this evening.
Anytime.
And best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank
That's
you.
DeAndre Williams, Bartlesville senior defensive end. We'll take our final break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the Wildcats. ConocoPhillips Bowl, Bartlesville at Ponca City on Friday night here on K1. It's the John McKee Show live from Garfield's on AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Making good food choices on the go used to mean a veggie sub with no mayonnaise, or removing the meat from a burger and eating the bun and the lettuce. My, how things have changed, thanks to Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo's Little Big Bowls make good choices easy with a list of fresh ingredients as long as your well-toned arm. Fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh lettuce, fresh seasoned chicken, fresh rice, fresh-made pico de gallo, fresh salsa, fresh-made guacamole from hand-sliced avocados, fresh cilantro. That's why we call it Fresh Mex. Try the Mexicali Little Big Bowl combo with a Diet Coke for just 447 calories. Or the Cilantro Lime Little Big Bowl combo at our Fresh Mex locations. Just 335 calories with any diet beverage or fresh fruit iced tea. Or maybe the Insalata Little Big Bowl combo with hand-sliced romaine lettuce. Just 271 calories with a diet drink. And all three Little Big Bowl combos are about $6 each. Great food choices on the go made easy. That's the Little Big Bowl combos at Taco Mayo. Little on calories, big on satisfaction.
Visit Taco Mayo in Bartlesville on Frank Phillips Boulevard, across from the hospital.
Welcome back to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Also had the defensive line coach Terry Reynolds here watching this evening, and DeAndre Williams with us as well. Bruins getting set for their second district game of the season at Ponca City on Friday. We talked a bit about Bartlesville and Ponca City and that long history that the Bruins and Call High and Sooner High have against the Wildcats. But Ponca City this year, 1-3, 0-1 in district play. You guys had to start with Muskogee. Wildcats had to start with Booker T. Washington. They lost to the Hornets last week, were shut out by Booker T. Fell 47-0. And just looking a bit at what the Wildcats have back from this past season, looks like defense really going to be the big strong suit for head coach Josh Allen. He's in his fifth season with Ponca City and coming off a 3-6 season this past year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they bring some kids back. They've got a very talented nose guard that's a big kid in the middle that we're going to have to contend with. I really like their two inside linebackers. Guys really flow to the ball well, very tough, physical linebackers. You know, secondary moves around and does some things. And, you know, as you mentioned, they lost 47-0 to Booker T, but, I mean, that's a 14-0 or 14-0 at the end of first quarter, and felt like, you know, very similar to our game versus Muskogee. I mean, you know, they did some really good things in the first quarter, but they just shot themselves in the foot. So that, you know, athletically, talent-wise, they can present some problems for you. So, like I said, we're going to have to come out and you know, execute very well offensively. And you know, I say this every week for the past 3 weeks, we can't turn the ball over. So hopefully we can limit our turnovers and have some success offensively.
Yeah, it appears to me, just my own opinion, if Bartlesville is able to move the football, I like your guys' chances on Friday, because defense really appears to be where they're stout. The one victory for Ponca, that was a 9-0 win against Guthrie, and I think that's kind of the kind of game that maybe they want to play if they're going to compete in district games.
You know, and you know, they won that ball game, but you know, Guthrie's not the Guthrie of old, but they're down a little bit. But still, I mean, that was a good win for them. But they want to you know, grind the football and play tough, hard nosed defense, and you know, keep it a low scoring ball game. And but you know, if we're able to move the football, we have got to establish our running game early and often, which I think we can do. And then, you know, have some that's going to set up our passing game, and we'll be fine. But we just can't, we got to get, we just have no cohesiveness offensively in the past, you know, three ball games, because, you know, whether it be for, you know, injury reasons where this guy's out and this guy's in and we're shuffling the offensive line and we've got a new quarterback and we just had no continuity and no cohesiveness offensively. So hopefully, you know, we can get some of that this week and continue that on in the next couple of ball games.
The two guys defensively, Coach McKee was talking about Austin Fry, one of their main guys back at inside linebacker, had 117 tackles, three sacks last year. He was an all-district guy, and another all-district guy, the nose guard you were talking about, his name is Jared Kimball.
Yeah, two quality football players that they have coming back. And like I said, that nose guard is a big, large individual, and he's going to cause some problems for us. He's going to force us to double team him, which we're going to have to do and do a good job of it and try to get some push on him. But we just can't let him get penetration in the backfield.
Ponca City averaging just under 12 points per game this season. Few guys on offense that you'll hear on Friday night during that ball game. Quarterback, new guy for them, Bryce McDougal. He takes over for Connor Larson, who was a name I've said a lot over the past 2 years. He was a basketball and baseball player for the Wildcats. McDougal went 8 of 27 throwing against Booker T, had a couple interceptions. Daryl Arida probably is the main guy back on offense for them. He was their secondary back this past season, and he's a guy that will receive the ball a bit as well. He's got more than 1,000 yards rushing and 600 yards receiving the past 2 years for Coach Allen.
Yeah, a very versatile football player. You mentioned their quarterback. You know, he was under a lot of pressure. I mean, you know, Booker T did a good job of putting a lot of pressure on Ponca City the other night in their ball game. And you know, hopefully we can do the same thing. You know, with this guy sitting to my left, DeAndre is going to get after him, and we're going to turn him loose, and hopefully he can get some pressure on the quarterback and force some bad balls, and hopefully we can get some turnovers ourselves.
And that was one of the things we talked about before we went live here is one of the biggest weaknesses most likely for the Wildcats this year is their offensive line. Graduated nearly everyone from that spot in, this past season, of course. Just went 3-6 last year, so they have a lot of new big fellas on that line.
Sure, and offensive line continuity, just like, I mean, not unlike ourselves, it takes time to gain trust with those five guys and that you have as a unit, because they have to work together, they got to communicate, and then it just takes time. So hopefully we get that before they do.
One of the cooler things, and this isn't about Ponca City, we can circle back around to the Wildcats before we wrap up the program here, but one of the neatest things I think this year, college football-wise, has been watching Justice Hill, because that's someone that, you know, I got to call last year, and we got to see front and center, and how cool is it not only to see someone that you guys pretty much contained playing on that big of a stage, but really succeeding. He's going to be Oklahoma State's starting running back on Saturday against Texas in Stillwater, and he was just last year playing against the Bruins on a Thursday night down at Booker T.
Absolutely, and what a tremendous young man! I mean, he you know, you watch that ball game that they played last Saturday, and he, in my opinion, he's by far their best running back. Runs hard, he's a great kid. Couldn't be more proud of the kid. But yeah, just a great ambassador for our district and for Oklahoma high school football.
And Booker T may have a few more of those guys coming down the pike as well. Yeah, it looks like they might have a few guys heading to Oklahoma State aside from Mr. Hill, too. So that I thought that was really cool. And, of course, Bartlesville has some guys around the state playing college football. And then, of course, we just saw a picture of A.J. Parker and Tristan Crowder. So really neat to see a lot of players from this East Side 6A2 district succeeding at the next level.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of talent in this state, in the state of Oklahoma, especially on the east side of the state. And it's always awesome to, you know, watch a turn a game on and, hey, that's one of my kids on TV. So it's really cool to see. Really proud of my guys. You know, A.J. Parker, he got the suit up the other night, but he's redshirting for Kansas State. But trust me, he's going to get his chances in the near future to show what he's got. Tristan Crowder and Kalen Crowder both played the majority of the ball game the other night for Missouri State, and you know, those guys are playing, and Tristan's playing as a true freshman, so and doing a great job. He looked really good the other night.
Well, Coach McKee has his chicken fried steak, so we better head out of here. Thanks to Trey Stump from back in the studio, and also DeAndre Williams for joining us. Best of luck to you, DeAndre, on Friday night. For Coach McKee, I'm Evan Farbach. We will have a show next week prior to another bye week for the Bruins. Once again, Capitol Hill not having to play a district schedule, so Bartlesville will not have a game on Friday, but we will still have a John McKee show as we get set for that final sprint of district play, and hopefully you're celebrating the Bruins' second win of 2016. Coach McKee, appreciate it. Best of luck on Friday.
Thank you, sir.
For John McKee and Giandre Williams and Trey Stump doing a good job back in the studio as always, I'm Evan Farbach wishing you a very pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll join the St. Louis Cardinals in their hunt for the second wild card spot in the National League coming up in 5 minutes as the Redbirds have their rubber match against the Cincinnati Reds. Cardinals need to keep winning. 5 games left. They're a game back of that second wild card spot. So big games down the stretch for the Redbirds. And Trey, we'll send it back to regular programming. It's been the John McKee Show, live from Garfields in the Washington Park Mall on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.